Well, with a focus on bringing the true meaning of Christmas to the community, a record number of people have enjoyed the sights, sounds, and from what I hear, the sweet treats at the Grotto's Festival of Lights. Joining us today to give us an update on how things are going, it is the executive director there at the Grotto, Chris Blanchard. Good morning, Chris. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Well, good morning, friends there at Modern Day Radio. It's always great to talk with you guys.
Well, first, Chris, I got to ask, you know, we have been talking about this weather that is coming up the next couple of days. Is that going to be affecting the hours that you're open at the Grotto for Thursday and Friday?
Well, it should not impact the hours that we're open, but we follow what the city's guidelines are. If the city makes recommendations on shutting down, then we certainly follow them. And we also want to make sure that we're mindful of the safety of our employees, of our visitors. So that's paramount in our thinking as we make decisions regarding the opening or closing of the Grotto.
Chris, it's been, I think, a very, very big start to the festival this year. You and I spoke last week, and it looks like you're on pace maybe to set a record for the biggest festival ever.
Well, we're on a record for the most cocoa that has been consumed. And certainly nobody has had more donuts eaten on their property than the Grotto has. We have delicious cocoa. We can't keep them on the shelf. But, yeah, you guys are right. We're just enjoying. I've never seen people so overjoyed during the Advent season, so overjoyed at the coming of the birth of Jesus. It's remarkable, and the turnouts have been terrific every night, even rainy nights, cold nights. To our surprise, nothing has deterred people so far from coming and joining us.
Well, joining us today, if you're just tuning in, it's Chris Blanchard. He's the executive director at the Grotto. They are midstream right now, just pushing along through this Advent season, welcoming the whole community to the Grotto this year for the Festival of Lights. Well, Chris, kind of give us an update about the things, you know, you've added the donuts, there's the walkthrough Christmas tree. You know, for those who are experiencing the Grotto for the first time, maybe they're scheduled to come this evening. What are some of the things that you think, boy, a visitor this year should definitely make sure to take time for?
Well, of course, you know, the focus of the Grotto's Christmas festival is the birth of Jesus. So, you know, the lights celebrate, you know, that's an important part of it for people. But that's just shining our lights up to God to celebrate this wonderful season. But, you know, we have music throughout the evening, both outside in our tents from our Grotto carolers. We have musicians outside, and then inside the Chapel of Mary, we have our wonderful choirs every night. And again, tonight is no different. We're going to have five choirs starting at 5 o'clock, and every hour on the hour through 9 o'clock, it will be our last concert. There's music celebrating the birth of Christ in the Chapel of Mary. So that's really the focus of the entire Festival of Lights. But it's a great time. It's a joyful time.
Chris, there's one day during the entire festival that you're closed. That's Christmas Day. But you've got a series of masses that'll be going on there in the Chapel of Mary. Tell us about the mass schedule that you have for Christmas Day and for people that want to come out and join you for that.
Well, thank you for asking about that, Patrick. And I will remind you that the Dallas Cowboys lost this weekend.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you very much for that. I appreciate that. In overtime, by the way, which made it especially joyful.
But the mass schedule is as follows. So we're going to have the Christmas Vigil Mass on Saturday at 4 p.m. Now, that is such a popular mass, you'll need to go to our website and sign up ahead of time, or if you're at the Grotto, in our visitor center, and sign up for that. pardon me. Then on Christmas morning, we will have at midnight, we'll have a midnight mass, again, in the Chapel of Mary. That starts at midnight. Doesn't start earlier. It starts at midnight. So we will then have have two masses on Christmas Day. We will have an 10 o'clock mass in the chapel, and then we'll follow with a Spanish language mass at noon. So those are the four celebrations: 4 p.m. vigil on Saturday, midnight mass, 10 a.m. mass on Sunday, and then the Spanish language mass at noon, Christmas Day.
You just made the naughty list, Buster.
I know I did.
Oh.
I know I did. But I figure this is a season of joy and happiness, and you'll forgive me.
Oh, of course. Forgiveness for all those who ask, and forgiveness to those Dallas Cowboys for letting Patrick down during this most happy season of the year. Well, Chris, we've enjoyed our time talking with you. Now, before we go, remind our listeners again, if maybe now they're planning, they want to get out to the grotto maybe this evening or want to check up on updates, where can they go logistically to get their tickets? Where should they park? And what are the hours that the grotto is open for the Festival of Lights?
Well, just go right to our website, thegrotto.org, and you can click on the festival link, and it will show you our hours, which are 4:30 through 9:30. That's the entry, and the grounds close at 10 p.m. So, you can park in our main lot along the street, right along Northeast Skidmore, and then there's overflow parking with shuttles going constantly from down at the Park Rose Metro Station. So that's quick and easy, but you know, get there early and you'll be able to park on site, which is a little bit easier for everybody. Tickets can be bought online in advance at thegrotto.org, or you can buy tickets at the door.
Well, Chris, we are so excited and we are so happy to hear the huge success of the Grotto Festival of Lights, and we are really appreciative of your time today. God bless you. We'll see you at the grotto.
Take care,
all
Chris.
All right. God bless you guys, too. Bye now.